Hildebrand, south of Route 36, 185 feet east of Route 1 bypass, special use exception to build an accessory structure without a main building and a variance from the side and rear yard setback requirements.
Ronald L. Hildebrand, 934 Old Public Road, Hookhessen, Delaware.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, gentlemen. I requested to change the setbacks on the back and the side of the property. I want to put up a barn in the back, and the property right adjacent to me on the side that I'm going to put it has a 15-foot easement. It's not on my property, but it's on the next-door neighbor's property. So nothing can be built there, so I thought if I'm, instead of 15 feet, 10 feet, it's not going to really hurt a lot. And behind me, a big cornfield, so it doesn't seem like, you know, 20 to 10 feet in the back would be, make a big difference. And then later when I build my primary structure up front, it'll give me more room reserved for a septic field, you know, by having it back just a little bit further. But it still gives me enough room to build it and maintain it and everything else with 10 foot around the back of it. And then the main reason for putting the building up, without the primary building, I was in law enforcement for 30-some years, and I know you just can't leave building materials laid out on your property and equipment and stuff like that. It's going to walk. So I want to put the building up anyway, so I thought if I put it up first, I have a place to store everything, lock it up, keep it secure, and then when I'm ready for it, it'll be there. That's basically what I have in mind.
Do you have a drawing that
Yes, sir, I did. I made up a little sketch today. About to show it over there, just bring right to you.
If you'll pass it down the secretary,
okay,
please, and show it.
What I did was take a plot plan and just kind of laid out where the house will go eventually and where the building's going to be in the back there.
So this is the house?
This is where the house will be, and this is the building in the back corner here. So this is
okay.
These two setbacks right here.
Okay.
How long do you anticipate between the time this structure is built and your primary structure?
I'm guessing probably a couple of years at the most, because the time I get the drawings all done on the main structure and then get started, and after I get this building built and start getting all the stuff together.
You know. Are you doing the work yourself?
I'll do some of it myself. Basically, it's, you know, retirement home. I have a home up in northern Delaware, and eventually we're going to move down here. That's the plan.
What's the 15-foot easement used for, just access to that back property?
Well, it's designed for that, sir, but the neighbor's got big trees growing up on it in the front, and from what I understand, you need a 50-foot wide road to get access back there, so it's never going to be used for anything.
What's it go to?
It was originally put in for access to the field behind there from what I was told by my neighbor. When DelDOT did Route 1 going down through there, they did some reconfiguration of the properties. And they didn't want to leave the guy landlocked back there, so they did some kind of easement or something. But
he can have a way out.
Yeah, but it's only 15 foot wide, and now I understand you need 50 foot, so you know, I don't think he still doesn't really have anything.
What size is the structure, the outbuilding?
40 by 60.
40 by 60. Okay. It was on our drawing that says 10 by 10. Oh, no, those are the setbacks. Okay.
They're the setbacks. That's where I was told the back setback was 20 foot and the side was 15.
Okay, sir.
Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
I believe you did say this would be your permanent dwelling eventually?
Yes, sir. Eventually, yeah. Yeah, we're planning on eventually moving down here, but okay. Yeah, after.
Right.
I wasn't in any great hurry to get everything done. You know, I'm retired now, so just to keep moving on it, you know.
So you don't have any problem with us if we were to approve this to make a stipulation that the primary home be completed within 2 years of this structure?
No, I think I could live with that all right.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, in regards to the variance request, the lot is unique with the 15-foot wide outlet adjacent, and I think that granting it would enable reasonable use of the property. I don't see where it substantially would affect the character of the neighborhood. And in regard to the special use exception, I don't see where it would substantially affect adversely uses of neighboring adjacent properties. So I'd make a motion that we approve case number 9734 with the stipulation that a dwelling be completed within 2 years of the completion of the accessory structure.
Okay, and I have a second to that motion.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 9734 with stipulations. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen.